I figured you
Yeah.
come with a Lakers hat on, umbrella drink in your hand, one of those little party whistles, maybe your goggles on from the night before, spraying champagne.
I should
None
have.
of that.
Everyone knows I'm bandwagon. I don't want to give them or you any more ammo by wearing my Lakers hat today. So I decided to go WST to keep it somewhat neutral.
Why couldn't the city of LA refrain from going out and just celebrating to the extent that they did? It's not as though they were at the game and everyone poured out and was celebrating. It's like they intentionally went down there.
Sports brings people together. And in this time of COVID, wildfires, the election, we just want to come together and celebrate something good because 2020 has been bad. Lakers, good. 2020, bad.
Hey, someone asked me, is this their 16th and a half championship?
No, it counts. 17, just like all the others, just like the World Series is going to count this year. Just like your sorry Seahawks title is going to count this year. They're all the same. We're dealt with what we have.
So you're saying they didn't have to go through the Warriors, they didn't have to go through some of the top teams.
Warriors, Warriors, me and you could have beat the Warriors this year.
I will hand it to LeBron. That first year was horrendous, but a lot changed. See you, Luke Walton. Magic Johnson just inexplicably steps down.
Well, the first year he was hurt, they still would have made the playoffs if he was healthy. I don't think they would have won at all that year. But the biggest move was getting Anthony Davis, right? Like, that's his partner in crime. That's the Batman and Robin. And good for LeBron. He's got four championships now, two in Miami, one in Cleveland, one in LA. Everyone's like, Kobe, Michael, LeBron. Well, what LeBron has, those other guys don't have, is multiple championships in multiple cities. So, great job.
He might be cherished from coast to coast, including the Rust Belt. He'll get a free beer in Miami. He'll get a free beer in LA. And if he ever goes back to Akron, he gets a key to the city. Why couldn't they just celebrate similar to how Seattle celebrated the Seattle Storm championship? They're looking at the
Sue
foot
Bird
of
has four titles now?
the Sue Bird has as many titles as LeBron. World
Sue Bird's
championship.
the GOAT for WNBA.
She is. But Sue Bird is just a very, very good player. She is John Stockton with a little Steve Nash, with a little J. Kidd, which makes her the best point guard in the WNBA,
With a
and four
little
time.
Rajon playoff Rondo.
So let's talk about next season of the NBA. Do we get back on track? Are we playing? The reason I think the NBA wasn't talked about as much this year, at least in the realms that I run in, is you're competing with the NFL. And
Yeah.
especially in the Midwest, I mean, I would love to see the viewer stats on how many people actually watched that game six of the NBA Finals, because I guarantee you it was probably only LA and only Miami, because you had the flyover stage watching SEC and Big 12 football. And then you had Northern California watching the Niners, back Northwest watching the Seahawks. It will be long be talked about, but often be forgotten, if that makes sense.
No, it does. I'm in LA. I was flipping Lakers Heat. Then I'm going to Devil Rays Astros. Then I'm going to Seahawks Vikings. And then I keep forgetting the finals are on. And then I keep switching back and forth. I'm like, oh, it's over. I'm going back to baseball. There was too much competition. And so what's good for the NBA is to have the biggest moment, the biggest stage when the NFL isn't playing. So the only, I guess, unfortunate part about this Lakers championship is they had to share the stage with other sports, so not everyone got to see the ratings.
But that said, Adam Silver needs a Nobel Peace Prize. And that's maybe a little too far, but for him to pull this off and bring all those players together, if this goes on next year, do you do the bubble again? It was asked of the NHL, would you do the bubble again so that you got to play the season and actually got paid? There was, I think it was like 50-50, said, if I had to, absolutely had to, yes. What do you think the NBA would say? You're LeBron. Full 82 game season in the bubble.
No, you can't do it. It's too long. Because right now, the way the NBA goes, it's like, what, 6 or 7 months, 8 months? That's too long. Because there's not enough room for like children, significant others, wife, parents. And I don't think any player, maybe some players want to be away that long, but not the majority of them. But this is going to work out perfectly for the NBA. Hear me out. So they're not going to start, obviously, in November because the season just ended. They're not going to start in December. Probably not going to start in January. So here's what they're going to do. They're going to have preseason in February, started in March, no football. NBA goes head-to-head versus baseball, snatches up their fans. And then from here on out, Adam Silver's a smart man. He wants those dollars. He wants that extra money. He's going head-to-head to baseball and saying, I'm not competing with football anymore.
So you're saying, don't you think there's sacrifice to turnstile revenue? I think the idea of every NBA game is played indoors. And so you have that during the season, the winter, call it, majority of the time. So people are more inclined to go indoors and watch a game. LA, you're telling me come June, you're not going to a Lakers game over playing twos at Hermosa.
Yes, because I play twos every weekend. I don't go to a Laker game. If you're in town, we're going.
Okay.
I don't think that would impact it that much because LA is such a big city. You've got all of Los Angeles, all of Orange County, people from San Diego, people from the Central Coast. Lakers are going to sell out. It's not going to matter.
Say they start in February?
Yeah, preseason starts in February.
I feel like you're looking at something where you're taking someone else's info and crediting it yourself.
No. It's just, because they're not going to start in December. Adam Silver already says that. So they could say preseason in January, starts in February, but that's right in NFL playoffs. So Adam Silver's a smart man. I don't think he wants to do that. And he wants to wait until right after Super Bowl, and it's like go time.
And when do you rectify it, or is this just become the NBA season? And what implication does that have on the draft? Does college basketball then alter? Because you have March Madness running up into that.
That's true. That's a good point. I didn't think about that. Good thing I'm not the commissioner. But also, I don't know, do you do the bubble next year or do you wait and buy some time and by February or March, you're like, fans can come back. We're opening the arena.
Well, if all the fans are like those that went and celebrated the NBA championship in LA, there's going to be a bubble next year, my friend. Do you bet against LeBron and AD if they're back again? You just saw him go through the entire Western Conference, sans Warriors.
I don't know if I can answer that right now because I believe like this past offseason, this offseason is going to be crazy. So Doc Rivers goes to Philadelphia. Are they trading Ben Simmons somewhere? You got Bradley Beal in Washington. Is he going to get traded somewhere? He bought a house in Venice. As of right now, I'd have to say, yes, the Lakers are the favorite with all the rosters set right now. But if a couple big superstars move, like are the Rockets going to break up Harden and Westbrook? Because Chris Paul, you said this, I think. What if Chris Paul goes to Boston?
So let me break down the top free agents for you as broken down here by the Sporting News. You got AD at one. Brandon Ingram played his way into the number two slot somehow, but he's a restricted free agent. DeMar DeRozan's out there for the Spurs. He went into a smaller market team. Fred VanVleet's out there. Harrell's going to get a max contract somewhere, in my opinion.
He's going to Phoenix. You're here first.
Harrell in Phoenix?
That's what I want with Ayton Booker. Look at that. Wow. Boom.
I like that.
We're on No Filter Network now, folks. Check us out.
How do they check us out?
Wait for our next No Filter stream coming to you live where you can just knock and we might let you in. We might let you ask a couple questions to Big Ben or K-Win or a secret celebrity guest. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, we're everywhere. Where can they find us if they want to email us? Talk about week 5, week 6, week 7 NFL football.
WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com. That's WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com and WST_podcast on both Instagram and Twitter. More episodes, more content coming out regularly. We're about 2 a week now, getting more traction. And No Filter Network, you're right, K-Win. Live streaming, jump in. You can be a part of the broadcast. You don't even have to send us an email. We might let you in. If we do let you in, we're going to have rules on cussing. Like maybe 2 strikes, 3 strikes, you're out.
Watch this. Oh, no. Still oh, got it. Still got it.
I know you'll edit that first one out. That's fine.
100%.